You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast Show is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we have the privilege of joining us on the program, David Gottfried, who is best known as the father of the global green building movement, having founded both the U.S. Green Building Council and the World Green Building Council, with green building councils in 100 countries and the fastest growing nonprofit in the world. He's a catalyst for transformational green startups, collaboration, and inspiration. David, certainly a privilege to have you part of the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Hey, thanks so much, Eric. It's great to be here, and I love your work and getting the message out there to green the world through the economy.
Yeah, well, I do appreciate your taking the time to be with us, someone of your stature. So, David, can you sketch out the nature of the global green building industry?
Well, it's quite extensive. We now have green building councils in over 100 countries under the umbrella of the World Green Building Council. There's also many countries still that aren't under our umbrella that are embracing green rating systems and green buildings as well. These green building councils are a coalition of the building industry in the given country, following the initial model of the U.S. Green Building Council and the roadmap of the World Green Building Council. And typically, not just typically, they're all nonprofits. That's a requirement, not private. And they're open to the building industry in their given countries, and inviting in about 13 sectors of members who are architects, engineers, contractors, owners, manufacturers, tenants, government, and building this coalition around that under a rating system for the buildings in the country, and then trying to drive transformation.
Well, how did you come about creating the Green Building Council movement? Now, as you had said, over 100 countries, outstanding.
Yes, it started with the U.S. Green Building Council in now 20 years ago. We just celebrated our 20th anniversary in November at our Green Build Conference in Philadelphia. And that model at USGBC, which is now headquartered in Washington, D.C., grew just extensively and was a good pilot for inventing the Green Building Council. And then 10 years after founding that in 1993, I rolled it out globally through the World GBC. And USGBC today has 80 chapters throughout the U.S., about 250 staff. We have the LEED Green Building Rating System, and that alone has about 200,000 LEED accredited professionals. And LEED is being used in 140 countries, and that's about 11 billion square feet. That model was introduced to the World Green Building Council to roll out to countries around the world. The second country was Japan, and then later that year we worked with India, Canada, Mexico, Australia. And now everyone's sharing and teaching each other how to create a green building council and their own rating system. There are many rating systems around the world beyond LEED, such as Green Star, invented in Australia, being used in New Zealand and South Africa. We've got CASB in Japan, and China has 3-star, just to name a few.
What are the top 3 drivers to the GBC global expansion and impact?
Well, as we look at the movement that we've built, which is perhaps the greatest movement to reduce carbon from the atmosphere, since buildings are the largest industry and we have so many countries playing with their rating systems. So one of the key drivers are these rating systems, such as LEED, because they define a green building. In the terms of LEED, you could say LEED Silver or LEED Platinum, and in two words, you're defining the performance for a building and the points and credits that it needs to get to that award level. So rating tools were very important in anchoring the green building councils, and corporations and government picked up those rating systems to require it and do it either in their own locality, if it's a government or a company such as Microsoft, Facebook, Google, Starbucks are all doing green building. The governments could use the rating tool to create tax credits and even ordinances and requirements if you wanted to do a planned development. Second driver, I would say, was coming together as a whole industry and everyone at the table in a nonprofit. Typically in the building industry, we were segmented, so architects would meet with architects, engineers with engineers, even banks would go to their green banking groups. But in the Green Building Council movement, we invited them all in to our umbrella organization as a coalition of the entire built environment, and that they would represent the green arena in their given vertical, but bring it together in a holistic, integrative way. That was really important to drive us. The third, I would say, are economics. If it doesn't make more money or save money or have greater value, then the green movement won't work. And green building had economics front and center from day one. And we wanted to show landlords that green buildings could earn higher rents, or in homes when they sold it, it would have a higher price per square foot. Certainly green buildings lease up faster and have lower expenses because of the energy and water bills being lower. And when they're sold, they are proving out to have higher value. Those solid economics appeal to the entire industry. We're not saying go green because it's the right thing. We're saying go green because you'll make more money, have less risk, and improve your return on investment to your investors. And by the way, by doing that, you're actually helping communities, people, and earth.
And that's the kind of information we're looking for. Appreciate that, David. We are visiting with David Gottfried, who is best known as the father of the global green building movement, having founded both the U.S. Green Building Council and the World Green Building Council here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. David, what's the future for green entrepreneurs?
The future for green entrepreneurs is wide open. In fact, it's one of the fastest growing sectors, certainly of the building industry, and also perhaps all industries, as we're now over 7 billion people, quickly headed towards 8 billion. The earth cannot provide for all of us, so we need energy efficiency, we need clean energy generation, we desperately need water efficiency and conservation and gray water and black water treatment. Here in California, where I live, the governor declared a water emergency, and we can save that water through dual flush toilets, through rainwater capture, through porous pavers, and that's just an example, but we also can make our homes and buildings energy efficient, tighten them up with insulation, better windows, better appliances, and after you get the loads down, you can then have clean energy through solar and small fuel cells and wind. All this is a growth industry, and not just in buildings, but we saw it with Tesla and cars, with a just incredible market cap and an IPO, and people like me who just bought a new one. So this is about economics. It's wide open. It's growing 30% a year in the building industry in the U.S., headed towards $200 billion in the U.S. for green building in 2016, according to McGraw-Hill.
Well, before we conclude here, I would be curious, what are you most passionate about right now?
You know, I'm certainly excited to receive my Tesla on March 5th. That'll be cool, my first EV after three hybrids. But I'm most passionate about green technology and disruptive technology. I work with a firm called View that makes electrochromatic glass that can go from clear to dark with a computer signal, and that has enormous implications. I work with some firms that can embed CO2 from a coal plant into making of cement So technologies are definitely cool. And then beyond that, I've moved on to looking at what is a green life and invented the life balance sheet, a green life rating system with 100 points inspired by a LEED. And at 90, you're living a platinum life. And it's very broad, from health, work, finances, stewardship, giving back, eco-footprint, and at the end of the day, how did you do? My new reading, I'll say here, is on the brain and plasticity. And I think there are solutions there in laying new neural networks in our brain, in our prefrontal cortex, to become more sustainable. You see, our survival wiring that helped us a million years ago hide from the tiger and not get eaten and find food is no longer helping us. And we need to learn new modern thinking patterns that are less consumption oriented and less egoic, and we don't need so much. And I think if we don't get into repatterning the mind and the brain, I call it regen brain, we're not going to survive into the 22nd century. We need to change. Technology's here, but are we evolving as a species?
Well, how about telling our listeners, if you would, where they can get additional information and also how they could be in potential contact with you as well?
Sure. Thanks so much, Eric. My website is dgottfried.com. D as in David, Gottfried, GOTTFRIED.com. And I also have a brand new book coming out called Explosion Green. It's our 20-year story of the green building movement. And also my personal memoir is embedded in it. And that's available now at Barnes & Noble and Amazon online, Explosion Green. The pub date is June 2nd, but you can pre-order it right now, and you'll get it probably mid-May from Amazon. And it's got the whole story of greening the fastest-growing nonprofit in the world, with lessons learned, why us, and the personal journey of passion and legacy.
Excellent. Would be a good read for sure. How about in conclusion, if you would, what could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion that could help our listeners be more green conscious?
Sure. Well, everybody can green their home. It doesn't have to be expensive. You start with the air infiltration. So when you're heating your home in the winter in Colorado and you have single pane glass, it's flying right out the glass. If your home isn't super insulated in the walls, the crawl space and the roof, it's flying out there. The best return on investment is to hire someone to put an air blower in your door and see where the heated, conditioned air, also in the hot summers, your air conditioning is flying out the windows and the walls. And you can tighten it up in one day. I did a home in Oakland in one day. It was about $600-$700, and it halved the air loss. So there's my tip.
David, thanks so much for being with us and taking the time to join us here on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thanks so much for the opportunity. I love what you guys are doing, and encourage everyone to play in the world's greatest game, that of transformation of the earth.
Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with David Gottfried, founder of both the U.S. Green Building Council and the World Green Building Council, with green building councils in 100 countries and the fastest growing nonprofit in the world. And the website of reference is dgottfried.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.